Think about the last time you woke up and three separate stories each would have dominated an entire news cycle on their own. This morning, Israel has struck Iranian nuclear facilities. Hamas is reportedly agreeing to surrender its weapons. Ukraine launched its largest drone barrage in months, the morning after the CIA director made an unannounced trip to Moscow. And somewhere along the Nepal-Tibet border, more than 700 people are missing under a collapsed glacier. Welcome to IntelliJix for Thursday, August 27, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We have a genuinely packed episode today, so let me walk you through what we're covering. In the Middle East, we're going to unpack what it means when Hamas talks about surrendering weapons, who's brokering this, what the verification problem looks like, and why the same day brought Israeli airstrikes on two Iranian nuclear sites at Kandab and a yellowcake processing plant. Iran's nuclear chief has already blocked IAEA inspectors from the bombed sites, which tells you something about where transparency stands right now.
Then we're pivoting to Europe and the war in Ukraine. Kyiv's drone barrage came hours after CIA Director Ratcliffe's unannounced Moscow visit, a detail the timing of which is impossible to ignore. Four EU member states are separately pressuring Brussels to unlock roughly 300 billion euros in frozen Russian assets. We'll talk about why that's legally and diplomatically thornier than it sounds.
From there, we go into the AI world, where Jensen Huang of NVIDIA simultaneously declared that AGI has arrived and called the milestone, quote, senseless. Sam Altman at OpenAI says they expect to reach AGI by the end of this year. Those two statements are not as contradictory as they appear, and we'll get into why. We're also tracking the Wake Forest study, showing that nearly 90% of leaked AI agent credentials are immediately exploitable. A security story that deserves far more attention than it's getting.
On the chip front, NVIDIA shipped its first H200 processors to China but says it expects no future sales into that market. We'll break down what that signals. Meanwhile, Tencent's own executive publicly admitted the company's computing capacity is severely insufficient, which is remarkable candor from a Chinese tech giant. And SoftBank is in talks to acquire a majority stake in Norwegian humanoid robotics company 1X, which tells you something about where Masayoshi Son's conviction is pointed right now.
In domestic politics, Trump declared a national emergency over foreign-made equipment embedded in the U.S. power grid. A story with real infrastructure implications sitting underneath a lot of political noise. We've also got the South Carolina Senate runoff fallout, where Trump publicly said Congressman Ralph Norman ruined his career. There's a Nebraska court ruling clearing Democrats to cross party line support for Dan Osborne over Pete Ricketts. And AOC has rejoined Democratic Socialists of America after a 7-year gap. A move everyone is reading as a 2028 signal.
We'll also cover the glacier collapse at the Jiayin port crossing on the Nepal-Tibet border, 558 missing on the Chinese side, more than 160 confirmed dead in Nepal, and Harvard economist Kenneth Rogoff's warning that Trump's sanctions strategy may be accelerating de-dollarization faster than most analysts anticipated, with a sharp rebuttal from Musk. Plus our What If We're Wrong? Segment, a curriculum corner on antitrust law, and a time capsule callback that I'll just say is a good reminder that geography matters when you're making predictions. Let's get into it.